Doesn't get much better than this, does it, big fella?
It doesn't. I mean, you play this game for this moment, you know, and it's very exciting. Very exciting to see these guys excited for this game. And one thing for sure, you'll always remember this game. So hopefully we can make the best of it and, you know, walk away with one more W this year. And, it's probably be the best feeling throughout the whole season if we can get that done.
Yeah, you sit there and you think about this is the third Super Bowl you'll have gone to. Can you compare where you are as a player and your state of mind? The first one, what were you thinking, and where did you feel like you were as a player? And now the third one for you.
You know what? Anytime you're in a situation like this, being able to play in a championship game for all the marbles, it's always special. I don't care if it's only your first one or you've been in it for, you know, numerous times. So I think, you know, comparing them, you know, it's the same feeling. You know, it's the same feeling. You want to win, and you know everyone is watching. This is the biggest game by far, you know, of your career. So no matter how many times you get there, you always want to, it's one goal, it's to win it. And I've been lucky once and have been so lucky in another one. But you know what? Those are basically all in the past, you know. And this is something that we can do, and it mean a lot to this organization. It mean a lot to us as, you know, as a team. It's just a lot going on this year. I think this team will be looked at very differently when you compare all Super Bowls. I think this team alone probably be a different team that you can set aside, win or lose, because of all the things that, you know, this team went through with starting with the owner. So we want to end the right way. And, you know, we're going to do everything in our power to prepare well, and hopefully it can get done.
You know, you just mentioned that, and Glenn can attest, we've had a lot of calls on that. You said, you know, what happened with the owner, you know, Myra passed before the season started. And some people are saying, are the players inspired by that? How often do they think about it? And I was guessing that you would think about it going into a game, but you wouldn't think about it during the game. How about you? I know you are close to Robert, and you knew Myra well. How often have you thought about Myra Kraft during the season?
And every time we put on this uniform, she runs through my head every time, just because of the personal, you know, level that we had and what she meant to this organization, you know. And I think it's not one player in this locker room on game day can't say they don't think about him, because we have that patch and we always, you know, see Mr. Kraft. And I'm so used to seeing him with her on game days or walking around in the stadium, but now, you know, you don't see that. So when you see him, you're thinking about it. And I think the team has done a real good job of just staying focused this year, taking each game one at a time, and being able to get to this point in our season is very special. And like I say, win or lose, this is going to be a special team. It's going to be a special year for all of us, especially for Mr. Kraft. So we're going to do everything in our power to try to get this last W, because, like I said, this last one, it'll put you right where you want to be as an organization, what Ms. Kraft stood for, what this organization is all about, and what this team was all about. And it's basically all about dedication. And, you know, we dedicated this whole season to her, and hopefully we can continue to do that for one more time.
Vince, there are a couple of unique things for you guys for this season with this venue. One, you're going to be playing indoors, so we know what the temperature and what the weather is going to be like. But even more so as a down lineman, it's kind of a neutral game. And as Michael, we've been to many of these. So it's not like when you're playing at home and the crowd is real loud when you're out there, so maybe you can come off the line a little bit quicker or whatever. It's kind of like in between. How different is it playing in that type of setting?
You know what? Like you said, it's very neutral. You know, it's very neutral for the two teams to probably have, you know, same amount or if an edge goal or whatever team it may be. But it's going to be very neutral. And I don't think that'll be a big factor. I think it'll be loud at times, but, you know, you have to treat it like every other game. You know, if it's loud, we know how we have to handle crowd noise. defensively and offensively. So it's just going through, you know, things that we practice, things that we've been in, home games that we've been in where we can use our regular cadence and defensively being able to get off on the ball in certain situations. And if it is loud, going to a silent count. They go into a silent count, and, you know, defensively, we watch the ball anyway. So I don't think it'd be a big, big difference. But, you know, who knows? You know, you only know when it gets there, and the way the game may go, it might not be a factor. Who knows?
You know, when people talk about the Patriots and Giants, for the Patriots, they talk about the offense. For the Giants, they talk about their front. And I was saying to Glenn earlier this week, or last week, I said, people don't really talk about the Patriots front. And there are some underrated guys there. Who do you think the most underrated guy is in your front four? Because nobody ever talks about Love. Nobody talks about Dedrick.
All of those guys. You know what I mean? And I'll tell you, I wouldn't be as successful without these guys. You know, and, you know, if it wasn't for them guys being in the right place at the right time, you know, half the plays I made, it would never occurred. So, I know a lot of people give me a lot of credit for making plays or doing this, doing that. But trust me, these guys work their tail off, and I'm the first to, you know, sit back and tell these guys, hey, it was because of these guys that really made it happen. And so, but you know what? That's fine. I mean, we're going to keep moving forward, regardless if they give us the credit or don't give us the credit. And I kind of like being like that, because at the end of the day, once it's all said and done, and hopefully we can get it done, you know, you can look back on the season and actually see some of these guys making plays and no one really paid them no attention. And trust me, it's not just myself out there, and it's not just Mayo out there. I mean, when we take the field, as a unit. And these guys know that. And I give them more credit than you know, I will receive any day, because I know the type of people that I have and the type of players that I have around me, and I know the type of plays they make for me. So we're going to continue to keep our head down and moving forward, and they can get all the glory.
You've been shouting them out all year. You really have. And people will look at it and say, really? Come on, Patriots defense? But here you are on the verge of, you know, you have a good game, winning a Super Bowl. When did you know, this is an all right group? We can do some things with this group. When did you figure that out?
In camp. I know, you know, without an offseason and not being able to get mini camps and everything in. But, you know, when we went to training camp, I realized very quickly that we had a special group of guys. They work hard, didn't complain. And from camp to now, you can just see the difference in them competing. You just see the difference in them taking the field, the confidence that they have, and the plays they make. And they got better each day and each week. And I just saw, like I said, it didn't take long for me to understand what type of team we had. I mean, a very, very, very smart group. Very smart group. And you can win with that. They work hard, and you can win with that. Mentally tough, you can win with that. So, like I said, one more game. And, you know, we'll all be sitting back, you know, hopefully enjoying it together, not just individual, but together, because it's a team sport. And I think if we do get a chance to wear that ring, we need to enjoy it as a team.
Sometimes in these games, certain guys, usually they're in pretty boy positions, get a little too amped up for the game. You can see it. They need to settle down a little bit. I'm wondering, just looking at the way you came out last week, because you were amped up but under control. At your position, is there any such thing as amped up, or is it all high motor and that's what you need to be?
I think it's both. I think you can be amped. I think you just can play with a motor. When time presents itself. So it's going to be one of those games where, you know, poise is going to be everything. You know, you might have some things that don't go right for you, but it's how you react towards them. And I think that's going to be the biggest thing. All year we've done a great job of keeping our poise, coming to the sideline, making adjustments when we need to, and going out and putting that in use. And I think it'll be the same. You know, at the end of the day, once the ball kick off, it's a football game. You know, I don't think anybody on that field is thinking about it's the Super Bowl. It's a football game once it's kicked off. And that's how you have to approach it. You know, you can't put too much pressure on yourself. You can't put too little pressure on yourself. You have to go in even keel. You have to be ready to play a football game. I think you do a good job through the week, prepare well, and everything will be okay if you execute in the right way. So that's where we at. You know, that's where we're at. At the end of the day, both teams going to have to line up and make plays. And I think the teams that make the most plays is the team going to walk away with the victory.
The opposite of a football game will happen tomorrow at the Dome. Media day. I mean, lots of nonsense going on there. What are some of the odd or dumb things you've been asked or you have witnessed your teammates being asked?
Not on the show, by the way.
I was going to say, well, that's a different category. But at media day, what are some of the silly things that you can remember?
The one that I can remember is in 07, a lady coming out there with a wedding dress on, asking people to marry her.
I remember that.
I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah.
But I mean,
she was looking to marry Brady, I think.
Something. Yeah. And it was, I mean, she had the whole wardrobe.
Yeah.
But I guess everything happens, you know, Super Bowl Sunday and leading up to the Super Bowl. You get all types of things that's coming out. But by far, that probably was the most strangest thing I've seen.
Well, she's asking everybody, why is she wearing a white dress?
I guess everybody turned it down, I guess. I don't know.
Hey, let me ask you about Eli Manning. You obviously have looked at a lot of their game last week with the 49ers. The 49ers were all over him, Vince. They had six sacks. They had 20 hits on him, and yet still he was able to complete enough passes to win that football game. What do you have to do against him? And is he now, do you think, a little bit more resilient and that he's gone through these battles?
Yeah.
And how much do you pick up off of what the 49ers showed you last week?
You know what? Eli done a great job. I don't care how many times you hit him. I think he's grown into a top NFL quarterback. I can honestly sit back and say that just seeing his play, seeing how his team rally around him. And like you said, that 49ers game, being hit and being sacked, that guy kept his poise. I mean, he stayed even keel, and he delivered for those guys. And that's what you need in the quarterback. You need somebody that's going to deliver when the time's the hardest. And he did that, and he's done it through the course of the other year. They're probably one of the best two-minute teams that's out there. He can run in 2 minutes like it's no other. So for us, we're going to have to stay on him at, you know, for 60 minutes. You know, if it's getting out there, if it's sacking him, if it's, you know, disguising, if it's showing him different coverages, we're just going to have to keep at him for 60 minutes and just make him work, you know, which he's shown. He don't have no problem working, but we have to just believe, you know, that sooner or later that something's going to happen. And we just got to keep fighting towards our goal. And our goal is to walk away, you know, being a winner. And I think the more that we continue to do the things that we want to do and give different looks and be able to move fronts, be able to hit the quarterback, be able to, you know, hit the running backs, the more you could do that, the better off you'll be. But like I said, it has to be for 60 minutes because that's what it's going to take to be the Giants football team.
You talk about his toughness. I'm sure you can see when a guy isn't tough. I mean, whether it's a quarterback or an offensive lineman you're going against, you can tell when you can take somebody's spirit and take their will.
Absolutely.
Isn't that pretty obvious?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, I mean, you rarely see that against these guys. I mean, they're a tough bunch all the way around. I mean, they're tough coaches. Their defense tough, their offense tough. I mean, they have guys, their running backs tough. I mean, all the way around. I mean, they have a football team that's built with some tough individuals. And you know what? They play their hearts out, too. So I don't think we'll be taking anybody's heart out there this week. But you know what? That's the goal. You got to try to go out and perform at your highest level. And hopefully something will give for you. If it don't, you just have to be able to make more plays than the other team.
You know, you were talking about your defense, and you did say this all year long. We kept on asking the questions, and you kept on saying, I'm telling you, this thing's going to gel. We're going to get it together. We're just making some mental mistakes here or there. How much of this right now over the last few weeks is confidence? When guys go out and make big plays, that suddenly they know they can make big plays, and you're still dealing with a you know, quite a few younger players on the defense. How much of that is just based on, I've done it, now I know I can do it again?
I think a bunch of it. And I think the guys see when they play with confidence how better they play. As a unit, as an individual, the more confidence we play with, the better this defense be, or the better this team be. It's the problems, we have problems when we go out and we really don't understand or don't know, or we kind of test the water. That's when we get, you know, big plays, we get caught off guard, we get this. But once a guy realizes that he can make a play or can make plays, the confidence level go up, the team level go up, and you have everybody on the same page on the field. So our goal is to from the first snap, to play with confidence. Believe what you practice, believe in the coaching, believe in your technique, and believe in one another on the field. You know, that you can play with the confidence and make those plays because of, you know, everything that we put into it throughout the week, you know. So don't second guess yourself. You know, you can't second guess yourself. If you've seen it 100 times, believe it. You know, believe that's what you see. Just believe in yourself. And like I said, when we play like that, we be okay.
Did you have a different situation the first half of the year? There were certain players you were using. Haynesworth was here, had that bad game against the Giants, and the shout on the sideline with Pepper. And I look at after that game, and suddenly you guys are rolling and everything's fine. Is there better chemistry now with this team during this 10-game winning streak?
You know, I think early in the year, or we basically had to, guys had to learn on the run. It was different guys we weren't used to, you know, having around because they weren't here. I mean, it just wasn't here. We didn't have the off season. We didn't have the mini camps to really gel with one another. So I think guys were trying to figure one another out. But at the same time, the goal was always to get better and to play for one another. And I think at some point it clicked. You know, it clicked once guys started understanding how we wanted to play. They got comfortable in this defense, or comfortable on the team. They started to play better. Bill started to have more confidence, and we can do a lot more things. So I think everything just came together at the right time for this team, you know. And I don't think it was anything with certain individuals. I just think overall it finally came together, and we started gelling, and we started understanding, you know, the defense or different packages that we had. We kind of understood, you know, how we wanted to play it, and the fits was coming. And everything just started moving like it's supposed to move. But normally you get that with the mini camps and all seniors being out there with one another. And by training camp, in the training camp, you feel pretty good about it going into the season. Well, we didn't have those mini camps. We didn't have the OTAs, so we didn't have that time. So we kind of took it. Once the season got here, it was still a learning curve for some guys. And for the coaches, it was for the players. And we basically had to just be on one level. And once we got on one level, everything became fine. That's where you start seeing guys play better. You start seeing units play better. You start seeing a certain group play better because we start to understand and we see the reps. Even though the reps was come through game reps, but that's what we had to do. And once we done that, we were fine.
You know, my final question for you involves how many relatives, new relatives, and new friends you had last week looking for that Super
None.
Bowl hookup. Hey, Vince, what's up?
None.
What's up, man?
Just didn't answer the phone.
Yeah, none. I, that's one thing I don't play.
It's your cousin Ray.
It was none. You know, like I said, my biggest fan is my family, and especially my wife. So as long as they're okay, I'm
out. Gotta go through her?
Gotta go through her. So
no request. You had no requests last week?
Nah.
Man, you are lucky.
I'm not lucky. I'm just smart. I'm just smart, buddy.
You must have known. They must have experience. They must have come to you for the first one.
Absolutely.
You said, so what happened? What did you tell them on the first one?
Look at him. No. You know. Because you know what? It's one of those things. You will never satisfy everybody. And I always tell my friends and family, I say, the best thing is to be home in front of your TV. You can party. You can drink. you go to the bathroom, you can go throw up, you can pass out, and don't have to worry about nothing. You're at home. But I say, you know, just going to the game, you know, you got crappy seats, you're sitting next to somebody you don't know. It's a hassle, so stay home.
So you sell down the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Don't want to do that. You don't want to go.
And guess what? It worked.
Some people throw up at the game.
Yeah, but you know what? It's better to throw up at home than at a game.
No
so.
Question. Hey, Vince, it's been a blast all year long with you.
I appreciate you guys. One more game to go, man. One more.
Go get it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Vince Wilfork right here on The Big Show. Quick break. We're right back at you.